I'm John Batchelor. I'm spending time learning a whole new vocabulary about afflictions that weigh down the population in America and globally that are called autoimmune afflictions, diseases. They are the body not providing for the body. They're not infections from outside. They're not viruses. They're not germs. They're not tuberculosis. They're your body at some stage of your life not providing. And I'm speaking to the author of the new autoimmune protocol, Mickey Trescott, who herself came to this saying, what is to be done about my afflictions? Over the last 15 years, she's published again and again recommendations about what is to be done. We're now going to come to the new introduction. That's the new autoimmune, which is called the modified AIP, and that includes something called the transition phase. Mickey, what is the transition phase?
Yeah, thanks, John. So the transition phase is really when a person decides they're going to do this elimination diet. So what we previously talked about is the elimination phase. It's the amount of time that you are eliminating food strictly. In order to get there, you do now what I call the transition phase. So back in the day, 15 years ago, when I did this myself for my two, at that time, autoimmune conditions, I just jumped right in. I just printed out a list of foods. I took a bunch of things out of my pantry, gave them to my neighbor. I started the next day. And let me tell you, that is extremely, extremely hard because I did not have the right ingredients. I didn't have any meals or recipes picked out. I wasn't ready, essentially. I wasn't mentally ready. So now I have created this transition phase that really is about, I recommend a month. It could be shorter, it could be longer, but this period of time that each person is going to figure out what they need to do in order to be successful with the elimination phase. So the five things that I recommend doing during transition are to track your baseline symptoms, because in that detective process later, you're really going to need to know meaningfully what your symptoms are at. And if you have a condition like I do that is characterized by fatigue, you can't rely on your memory to say, how tired was I a month ago, right? You're not going to remember. But if you can say, you know, my fatigue level was at an average a 7 out of 10. And then after you do the elimination phase, it's a 4 out of 10. You know that you've had that improvement, right? So the first thing we're going to do, we're going to track symptoms, right? And then we're also going to do some prep work. So healthcare visioning, confidence assessment, these are things that I talk about in the book, just to prepare your mind, your kitchen, your meal prep, because you're actually going to have to take action, right?
Your family as well, or your friends, the community around you. You've got to keep them informed about what you're about to do. Please continue.
Yeah, because this is a big life change. You know, it takes about 3 to 6 months to really engage with it. And for anybody listening who's like, wow, that is really intense. If you have autoimmune disease and you struggle with this illness that, you know, doctors don't have a lot of quality options for us, we're often given some medications for different symptoms, but it doesn't go all the way into helping us live a full and productive life again. So this is very attractive to people who have autoimmune disease. And if you have someone in your life, this is going to be very attractive to them. That's actually not going to seem like that much of a effort in order to really figure out what helps them feel well. But you're so right. The support network is a really important piece.
What is the modified AIP? This is an inside clue. John likes it. Okay. What is it, Mickey?
Yeah, the modified protocol. So we talked about CORE, which is kind of the original protocol. That's the one that has been studied in all the medical research over the years, 15 years now of my working with people, consulting the researchers, seeing kind of what has come out of that. We've learned that that protocol is a little too strict for some people to implement. So modified is a protocol that is still evidence-based. It still pulls out a lot of foods that people are sensitive to, but it is easier to do. It's more accessible. It's more affordable. There's a little bit less cooking. And so, like you said, John, it is much more attractive to people because it does include things like coffee and chocolate, also includes things like rice and pseudo grains like quinoa or buckwheat. It includes seeds. And these things just make it one click easier for people who maybe in the past found that CORE protocol too hard. Now this modified protocol is much easier and it still delivers really good results.
You mentioned AIP certified coach. What is that? Where is such a person? Somebody to call up and say, here's what I did today.
Yeah, so AIP Certified Coach is a CEU program for healthcare providers of all different types of backgrounds. They are doctors, they are naturopaths, they are herbalists, they are health coaches, they are even fitness and mental health professionals. They are people who I have trained in order to integrate this approach into whatever they do. And at this point in time, I have trained over 1,000 providers with my partner, and we have a website. You guys can Google us, AIP Certified Coach, and you can look for somebody who works in your local area or maybe even virtually that understands the autoimmune protocol and can help you and give you some one-on-one, walk you through the process, which is so helpful.
Yes, and also tells you that you're on the right track if you're doing everything you can, because you're keeping charts the whole time. Mickey has recommendations about what to eat each day of the first 4 weeks if you're doing it for 30 days. And Mickey, you've got to appeal to people who have no idea how to live in the kitchen. That would be me. So the first thing I would do is enlist somebody who does know the kitchen. That would be my wife. And then show her the book, and I told her about this, and she was immediately attracted, as if I understand that this is an art form for people who know how to cook. You're giving recommendations that are well-educated and challenging. You even know how to say the word, what was it, quinoa? I had no idea. What the heck is that? What
Quinoa.
is it?
Quinoa is actually technically a seed, but it is a considered an ancient grain. It's from Peru. It's very high in protein. And if you've been to, a vegetarian cafe, you might have had some steamed quinoa, maybe in a salad or a kale salad or something, but it's delightful if you haven't tried it. It's kind of like a fluffier seed rice. It's delicious.
All right, now I noticed something. You're on the West Coast. There's a bias towards the Pacific Rim here. There's a lot of Vietnam and Thai and other exotic materials that I've never heard of. But that makes it fun. Kind of like, look what I don't know about the world and how to cook. I'm a fundamental person. Coffee, okay. Tea, okay. Oh, by the way, dairy, all gone, right? Except for one thing called GHEE. What is that?
So great observation about some of the international flavors. So my hope with the book is first that everyone from whatever cultural background you're from, or maybe whatever you enjoy in terms of food, so that somebody can see if you like pad Thai, you're gonna see a recipe in there. I have a sunflower Thai inspired shrimp. That's the reason for that. But don't be intimidated. They're not hard recipes. You don't need any extra fancy ingredients. They're ingredients that you can find at any store. Now, ghee is actually clarified butter. This means that all of the proteins have been removed. The proteins are actually what people are sensitive to in terms of food sensitivity. So this is definitely a pretty specific nuance of the modified protocol, but dairy is one of the most common food triggers for people with autoimmune disease. Now, that doesn't mean everybody's going to react to it, but that's why it's avoided in both protocols. But we decided to include ghee and modified because since the proteins are removed, that problem doesn't usually come up. And it's nice to have, it kind of tastes like butter. Butter does still have the protein, so you can't have butter, but you would use ghee the way that you would use butter in cooking.
Is lactase intolerant, is that considered autoimmune?
No, that is a digestive and a condition that affects people with a certain genetic background, but it does cause some pretty serious distress. So if you're lactose intolerant, you definitely have to avoid certain types of dairy, right?
Oh, the reason I bring it up is because completely unknown to me, I learned that Charles Darwin was lactase intolerant as he grew older. But the Victorian age didn't have any understanding of what that meant. So everything that was cooked in the 19th century in London had heavy cream poured on top of it.
Oh
And
boy.
that weighed down on Charles Darwin's life, so he never could leave his room. He was a prisoner of his affliction. And I'm wondering if ghee would have saved him, if he'd known about it. I mean, a whole lot of people who have had autoimmune diseases have lived their lives in pain, and you're recommending a way out. Now, another detail about the modified, we're still doing the same thing, transition to the elimination phase. You now have to come to the big part, which is the reintroduction phase when we come back. And there's one twist here, the reintroduction phase with nutrient density. book is The New Autoimmune Protocol. Nikki Trescott is the author. I'm John Batchelor.